Rabbi, I missed you.
I miss you too, Baruch Hashem. You did Omer already? You did Omer?
No.
Yeah.
Too early.
10 minutes.
Forward.
I should stop right now.
Yeah.
Nobody did. What time is it now?
5:09. Nucha?
Since the court is coming, yeah.
By the way, Rabbi, the whole Shabbat Torah on bone, the whole bone one, that was just for me.
The oh, you heard it?
Great.
You heard it? Boned?
Oh my gosh. I said it to all my friends.
Gentlemen, feel free.
9:07.
9:07,
can I say Omer?
That's
another minute.
Say Omer.
Maybe
should say Omer. Can I bother you for maybe just cigarette?
Yeah. Maybe should say the Omer first. Yeah.
Okay. 9:07 and 15 seconds.
You heard last night also already? Did you hear the last night show also?
No.
Yeah, it was so clear on the tape. I tried it. I listened this morning.
I listened in person.
What side is it on?
It was on the list. This came on the email.
You have to be on this alert. They said 30 minutes before. You have to be all the
way. How come I send it to that, but I don't get it?
Okay. You want to restart it later?
That's okay.
I left 264.
Wait.
264.
He's over there.
He's there.
Yeah.
264. Page 64.
ברוך אתה, אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם, אשר קדישנו במצוותיו, ציוונו על ספירת העומר, היום 49 יום מהעומר, שהם 7 שבועות, רחמן להחזיר עבודה את בית המקדש ממנו. אנא ביקור, אדוני, 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 אדוני,
אדוני,
Thank you.
start my day with you, finish my day with you.
Yeah, I love it. We do the dance together now.
Before next half.
With your permission. The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to bring to Beit HaMikdash any chametz. Never. Everything that was brought to Beit HaMikdash had to be kept as matzah. The difference between chametz and matzah, the ingredients are the same, just the time. If you mix flour with water up to 18 minutes, it doesn't become chametz. The word chametz, it comes from the, in Hebrew, the word chamutz. If you have a taste, you can taste the flour that mixed with water before 18 minutes and after 18 minutes, the dough tastes different. Let's call chametz. And Beit HaMikdash, the Torah says, you're not allowed to bring any chametz. Nevertheless, Chag HaShavuot is a special thing. This is really the word, we find the word Bikurim in the Torah relays to two breads they bring with some sheep and a goat, but those two breads are chametz. They're not going to put it on the altar, but they're going to bring it to Beit HaMikdash and the Kohanim will eat it. And the Gemara says, this is the way it says in the Torah, but the Gemara says that those two breads are going to be made from wheat. And until those two breads will be brought to Beit HaMikdash, again, not to be sacrificed, but they have to bring it together with the sheep and together with a special goat. And then it's going to be so-called the first thing that's being brought from wheat. Because the wheat in Eretz Israel usually being harvest on Shavuot. Likewise, the Omer is from barley, and before Pesach, the harvest of barley. You may not eat anything from barley before Pesach. In Beit HaMikdash, you cannot bring anything from wheat until those two breads, they're going to make them on purpose, chametz. They're going to mix water and flour and let them stay for 18 minutes and become chametz. And then they're going to bring it together with the sheep. And this is called Shtei Alechem, special mitzvah. So Hashem wants it to be chametz. The Gemara has a question. Since it says in the Torah that this wheat has to be from Eretz Israel, you cannot bring that wheat from Chutz La'aretz, from outside of Eretz Israel. Torah says, "Mimoshvotechem taviu lechem." You have to bring those two breads from Eretz Israel. Torah says, "What happened if all of a sudden you have that wheat comes with the wind, with the clouds?" Says the Gemara. It was not brought from outside of Eretz Israel, but was not brought from Eretz Israel. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? The Gemara says, it's a miracle. Miracle, something happened. You don't know. Believe me, something happened. Who heard such a question in the Gemara? What do you mean? Where did it come from? You don't know. The Gemara says, we don't know. All of a sudden, you see wheat coming from Shamaim. I says, Very strange question. What kind of question is this? The Gemara said, yes, it is. What kind of question is this? The wheat came with the wind. What do you mean with the cloud, the wind? We bring the cloud, and all of a sudden, the cloud will pour instead of rain? Wheat. And that is a special thing. And as we said before, together with that bread and the sheep, you have to make a special goat. Every chag, every holiday, we bring goat to Beit HaMikdash. On Shavuot, two goats. One goat for the chag, and one goat with the shtei alechem, with those two bread and the sheep. What is the goat? Must say the goat always is a kapara. So, the wing to Beit HaMikdash, the goat, every time there is a reason for kapara. He doesn't say what the kapara is. What do you bring a goat for? What is the secret of those two bread? Chamim tell us the following. The power of Chag HaShavuot, as we say in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Inu Kirvanu Lefnei Har Sinai. If Hashem would just have brought us to Har Sinai, Atanu Ta Torah Dayenu, it would be good. So the Gemara tells us that when we got to Har Sinai, it was Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, Am Yisrael became united. I mean, they reached the level of Avta Lecha Kamocha. That level of Tachah Kamocha, the Gemara says, was destroyed by Adam HaRishon. After he ate from the tree, and the Kibbutz asked him, why did you eat? He said, my wife gave it to me. He says, the Torah writes a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam HaRishon. And then, eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Adam HaRishon 10 curses. I said, what was the purpose of this question? What was the purpose? Hashem knew that Chava gave it to him. And his answer is not really a good answer. You can't answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to eat, and then you're going to say, my wife gave it to me. It's not acceptable by any judge or by any person. You're not a little kid. The Gemara says, as Adam HaRishon was created, and when he got up, he was like a 20 years old. Look at me, so you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my wife gives me. So what's the root of the problem that he said it? Because the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon really did not appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he got a wife. Let me say it's much deeper than that. If you really love your wife, and if you really have the right manners, and you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't answer that. By answering, my wife gave it to me, that it means that it's a lack of Avta HaKamocha. Your problem in life is not that you ate. Rabbi Akiva said, you know, your problem in life is first you have to correct your manners and your habits, and that's number one. And I said, look, Avta HaKamocha, he says, Avta HaKamocha asks you, why did you eat? You say, my wife gave it to me. He said, forget about it, yes, Lashon Hara, not Lashon Hara. Name is not come Lashon Hara if he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he knows everything. But it shows that you don't care for your wife. And you don't care for your wife. It means not HaKamocha. So he destroyed that concept of HaKamocha, destroyed it. Let me say that's really the root of Lashon Hara. The root of Lashon Hara is the lack of HaKamocha, it's not Lashon Hara. Since Vavta HaKamocha, the Kal Gadol Batorah, it's a very important thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By saying Lashon Hara about somebody, it means you don't have Vavta HaKamocha. That's the problem. It's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is nothing. Hashem doesn't care about Lashon Hara. Hashem cares about Vavta HaKamocha. And the Gemara says, the damage is not Vavta HaKamocha. It's not Vavta HaKamocha. Because when you speak about somebody, you don't speak about his body. You speak about his neshama. Because the body is nothing. Without the neshama, the body doesn't function. So if you say something bad about somebody, it's not about the somebody, about the motor of that somebody. I mean, that person is nothing but his fingers. You're talking about someone. Someone means that it functions. So you're talking about what? Talking about the neshama of the person. It means the neshama of the person is from Hashem. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, Targum. The Kodesh Baruch Hu injected part of himself inside us. So that part that Hashem injected, this is our neshama. So when you said Lashon Hara about somebody, you said about his neshama, you didn't say about him. You didn't say about his food. He says something that person means his neshama. So what it means actually that you spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Comes down to the same idea of speaking Lashon Hara about the person that is lack of Baruch HaKamocha. The same thing is speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means lack of Baruch HaKamocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that your friend is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you say every day, Leman Lachai V'Rei Ad Abba Nasholam Bach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us friends. So if Hashem calls you a friend, you say Lashon Hara about your friend? Baruch HaKamocha means the opposite. The Chachamim said that the damage on the first day of creation of mankind, on the first Friday, was a damage of HaKamocha. And that's why Hashem was upset. And that's why Hashem gave him the curses. And then Chavai Menu the same thing, because again, the snake, whatever it is, but the snake has a nefesh. So we need shisim about the snake. It's the same thing, the same concept. He spoke against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is scripture. Let's see, the Gaon Mevilna said, you have to say Lashon Hara about a goy. So Gaon said, you should write it. Don't even say that. Don't say with your mouth something about that. Because that goy also has a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside. The motor is from Hashem. Doesn't matter, a good goy or bad goy. Doesn't matter. You have to be careful not so called to insult HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the damage on creation, that was the damage. And since when the whole thing is down the road, says the problem is Vatach HaKamocha. Says you kill somebody, Vatach HaKamocha. You do Avodah Zarah, Vatach HaKamocha. It means if you would love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would not have done Avodah Zarah. If you would have loved somebody, you would not have killed him. If you kill that person, it means you don't love him. But it's not the problem is that you killed him. The problem is Vatach HaKamocha. That's the problem. Say the Gemara, say Chachamim, we came to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. The Torah emphasized we became one unit. One unit means we arrived to Avodah HaKamocha. It's impossible. Millions of people. They all became united. It's impossible. The only way to reach that level that you are united with somebody is because if you have inside you Avodah HaKamocha. As the Torah Chachamim said, it's Sfirat HaOmer. The mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Hashem so called delayed maybe giving us the Torah, because you cannot get the Torah unless Avodah HaKamocha. So those 49 days that we left Egypt until we got to Har Sinai, not exactly, it's not 49, it's a bit less than 49, it says only to reach that level that eventually we're going to get the Torah because of Avodah HaKamocha. And here comes the Torah and says, I want to explain to you something. You know, in Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bring any chametz. You can't bring chametz to Beit HaMikdash. I said, because chametz, in the way the Zohar explained it, why did Hashem make such a thing that after 80 minutes, if you mix flour with water, it becomes chametz? It's really what it means is a part of Yetzer Hara inside. Yetzer Hara inside, it's a major, major, major subject. You know, the information in the Tanakh, the two people that claim that they are Mekubalim came to Nebuchadnezzar, his daughter, his wife, and he said, we are big Mekubalim and we have a sign from Hashem that Hashem wants us to do a sin with you. And she told Nebuchadnezzar, the Machshimo, he called them up and he said, you said that Hashem told you to do such a thing? He said, yeah. Say, you want to know something? I need a proof from you. Let me tell you something. Lately, the three people that I threw into a fire, Hanan and Mishael Vazaria, and Hashem saved them. They got out of the fire. So you claim that you're very big tzaddikim and Hashem talks to you. I'll throw you into the fire. Let's see if you come outside. If you come outside, it means that you're tzaddikim. So if Hashem told you to do something bad, I believe you. But if you get burned, you get burned. So they said, well, we are only two. And those people were three. So we need a third guy. So Nachshon said, okay, so choose the guy. So they, the cruel people, went and they chose Yeshua Kohen HaGadol. Holy, holy man, major tzaddik. And they brought him to Nebuchadnezzar. Said, Nebuchadnezzar called you. He came with him and he didn't know what it's all about. And Nebuchadnezzar said, you're going to throw him into the fire because those two people claimed that Hashem told them to do something bad. And I say I don't believe it unless they're going to be in the fire. And they say they need a third guy, and you're the chosen one. So he made a fire, and he threw all three of them inside. Of course, right away, those two became barbecue. And Yeshua Kohen HaGadol, the Gemara, the Navi says, the Gemara says, explain it, that his clothing started to get burned. Says the Gemara, was the reason for that because it's children something. So in this chapter in the Tanakh, it says the Navi is talking about. It's Navi Zechariah. He was in first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. This is the Haftarah of Shabbat Chanukah, Parashat Baalotcha. He said, "Yomer Hashem el Satan." That's the language. Hashem talks to the Satan. And he tells him like this, Iga Becha Hashem HaSatan. Hashem will scream at you. What do you want to do? You want to burn Yeshua Kohen HaGadol? That's the statement in the Navi. It means Hashem had to scream at him. Why you want to burn this guy? He almost got burned. And he came out of the fire, his clothing was burning, but not completely. Didn't have to call a fire engine, but almost got burned. What does it mean? Hashem is saying, is screaming at this guy. I mean, Hashem controls the world. It's more a statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Masechet Sukkah, that Hashem regrets he made him. Hashem regrets he made him. The Gemara says, Hashem regrets he made the Iraq in Babel. Hashem regrets he made the Arabs, Ishmael. Hashem regrets he sent us to exile. Four things the Gemara says. Hashem regrets he made the Satan. Right, Satan is an angel. He got a job. The Gemara says a few things about this entity. The Gemara says, let me tell you something. If Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to slaughter him. He has four wives, the Satan. It says in the Navi. It's a Navi. Miziba Medom Hamutz Begadim. Navi says Hashem is going to slaughter him. So let Hashem slaughter him already. No. Hashem is going to slaughter him before Mashiach will come. I said, I don't understand. Hashem is to slaughter him. Hashem just says to pull the plug out. Hashem made him. What do you mean Hashem is going to slaughter him? Hashem is going to go inside the person. Hashem doesn't slaughter angels. Angels don't slaughter. Not only that, the Gemara says that his blood is going to come out. Angel has no blood. What it means is that he's going to go inside a person. Sometimes you see people on the street, you think the people are not the people. And so some of them are just manufactured by the Satan and he goes inside them. And that's what Navi says, that Hashem is going to slaughter. So, very, very strange thing. Hashem regrets he made him. Hashem is going to slaughter him. And it's not the end. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Satan Ra, Bed, Mishol, Trep, Menuval, shame on him, dirty. I said, I don't understand. Hashem made him. He does his job. Then, in Tehillim, it's full in Tehillim, and also in our Sidurim, Ari said, you have to have the kavana. When you say in the tefillah, "V'chol oyvecha v'chol sonecha miyad ikaretu meira ikaretu," all your enemies, Hashem, should be destroyed. You have to have a kavana. I said, "Who is the enemy of Hashem? Who? Hashem has enemies?" I said, "Yeah, the Satan. Satan is Hashem's enemy. Hashem created him, and he's Hashem's enemy. He does the job. He kills people." Now the end of the Gemara says in one place that he kills innocent people. Hashem sent him to kill somebody. He was on a mission to kill a lady Miriam. He went and he killed another Miriam. It's a Gemara. What do you mean? He doesn't have Waze or Google. What do you mean he killed somebody by mistake? It was a thing by mistake. What do you mean? Here's a problem. The same question is Pesach. It says in the Torah that Hashem said he's going to come down to Egypt. And he is going to kill all the firstborn. He told Moshe to tell the Jewish people, you don't come outside, put the blood, and if you come outside, you die. And you have to put the blood in order for him not to come inside, to kill you. What am I going to kill you? So he works for Hashem. What do you mean he's going to kill somebody? What does that mean exactly? What does it mean he's going to kill somebody? So I don't remember if it's the Zohar or the Ari. It says like this. Does Hashem made the Satan as a regular angel? And he had a mission. He was an executor for Hashem. When Hashem says, go do something, he does something. He rebelled against Hashem. He does what he wants. Likewise, Hashem let people do what they want because it's called Hashem is Erech HaPayim, Kel Rachom V'Chanun. And Hashem, with his humbleness, let the world go that way without destroying the world. So how can we people do against Hashem with chutzpah, parades, all other things against Hashem? They know it's forbidden. They do what they want, and Hashem is quiet. So why Hashem is quiet? Why? Because Hashem is humble. The same thing says the Satan, Hashem made him. He rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to burn Yeshua Kohen Agadol, and he does everything against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He kills the wrong people. And let Filah, the Ariz says, you have to have this Kavana. All Hashem's enemies and the one that hate Hashem should be destroyed immediately. Who is he have to come on? He says, Hashem's enemies is the Satan, this guy, this entity. And that's what the end Hashem is going to slaughter him. Hashem is patient. So Hashem is waiting, he's waiting. But that's the secret of the Chametz Chachamim say. Hashem never made Chametz. There was no Chametz. Satan made the Chametz. That flour and water that you leave it becomes sour is because the Satan is inside. He goes inside. And then the person eats it, has an effect on the person. That's the problem of the Chametz. Says as well, on Pesach we cannot have Chametz. I said, what's the problem? I have it the holy around. It's true. My Pesach is time of redemption. Hashem does not want you to have Chametz, because if you have Chametz, you swallow bad energy inside you. You'll never have the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the Satan did. Hashem never made Chametz. Hashem never made it. Therefore, Hashem said, in Bet HaMikdash, Satan should not come inside. And therefore, you're not allowed to bring Chametz in Bet HaMikdash. Every bread that was made in Bet HaMikdash, and every time they mixed flour, they made sure no water should touch the flour, should stay more than 18 minutes. Besides, come the Gemara Chag HaShavuot. Chag HaShavuot is special. It's a special day. The Torah says you have to make two breads from wheat, and has to be Chametz. And you're going to bring it with seven sheep and a goat. You bring it to Beit HaMikdash, and those sheep has a special name. Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it's called Shalmei Tzibur. one of the korbanot, the sacrifice, the Betamigdash, is called Shlamim. Shlamim means somebody brings a sacrifice to Betamigdash and you can eat it 2 days in one night. Rambam says Shlamim comes from the word Shalom. The person brings it to Betamigdash, so called, he making a peace. He's going to have part of an animal, the Kohen will have part of an animal, and Hashem will have part. So it means you have to aim to have peace. That's really what we say, Oseh Shalom, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, end of the Kaddish, Oseh Shalom in Borvam, Oseh Shalom Aleinu. What does it mean? Should have peace, Hashem makes peace upstairs, we should have, should be included in that peace. So the Gemara says that, the Torah says that always the Korban Shlamim is a singular, is for a singular person, is not for the community. On Shavuot, says the Gemara, you bring those two loaves of bread with the sheep. Those seven sheep, they're going to slaughter in Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim are going to eat it. But when they're going to eat it, it's called, this is for the community. No other time, no other Korban is the community that is going to be eaten. Only Shabbat. Let's call Shalmei Tzibur, what we say in the morning. Shalmei Tzibur v'Hashamot. Shalmei Tzibur means Korban Shlamim of Tzibur, of the community, of the congregation. They had to bring them to Beit HaMikdash with those two bread, Chametz. Is it Chametz? Well, it's not going to be on the altar. But I thought Chametz is forbidden to Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, tell you the secret. Since Am Yisrael got to our Sinai, united, they achieved after Hak Hamocha. It says it means they got rid of the Satan. Says the Gemara that we reached the level of Adam HaRishon before he ate from the tree. Before he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his wife gave him that thing to eat, the damage after Hak Hamocha, us coming to our Sinai united, we fixed that damage. Says the Gemara, the damage was fixed so well that Hashem called the Satan and warned him. He said, you should never ever go to my nation because of Vavta HaKamocha. Because you fixed it. Comes Hashem and said, listen, if you're going to fix it, if you did fix it, I want to show you something. That I want you to bring to Bet HaMikdash 2 slopes of bread from Chametz. Bring a goat. That goat is for Adam HaRishon, Chachamim say, that he so-called damaged this world by saying, my wife gave it to me. Therefore, Chachamim say, Shavuot, the Gemara says, Yom Hadin. The Gemara says, likewise, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, that Hashem judges us. Hashem judges us on Shavuot as well. Comes the Gemara and says, likewise, before Rosh Hashanah, we read the 98 curses, Parshat Kitavo. Ezra HaSofer made sure that before Shavuot, we should read Parshat Bechukotai that has 49 curses. So by saying, by reading the 49 curses, we come into Shavuot with no sin. And he said, what's the secret behind it? It says 49 curses is like the 49 days that we have to achieve after HaKamocha. So every day from Pesach until Shavuot, we count the Omer, it means I count another stage of HaKamocha. After HaKamocha has 49 stages. And in order to come to Chag HaShavuot sinless, in order for the curses to vaporize from us, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to us, look, I'm going to show you something. In Chag HaShavuot, even though that I don't like it, I don't let bringing Chametz to Beit HaMikdash, bring it. You know why? Because it's called Shalmei Tzibur. Because you bring those seven sheep. Because those seven sheep will show that everybody is united. It's called Shalmei Tzibur. It's called the sacrifices of the people, not sacrifices of a singular, of Yachid. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chavim say judges on Shavuot. V'avtal HaKamucha. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges the person on his balance sheet What did he do? What he didn't do? But he did, he didn't. It's all to do, with the Yetzirah, with the Satan, that Hashem did not create him this way. How would you be able to escape the Satan, the Shalmei Tzibur, is Vavta HaKamocha. And says, Shavuot, Hashem charges you if you have Vavta HaKamocha. So the Gemara, Shavuot is Yom Adin as well. Shavuot is the day of judgment. Therefore, the Zohar says, you should expect on Shavuot to coming out of exile. Because if you're going to achieve Vavta HaKamocha, for sure Hashem will take you back to Eretz Yisrael. For Pesach, it's Zman Geula, it's time of redemption. It's so-called, it's the Yotzeit of our redemption from Egypt. Shavuot is Yom HaShishi V'Yechulu HaShemayim V'Aretz, is the Yotzeit of the first Friday that Adam HaRishon damaged V'Avtach HaKamocha. So our job on Shavuot is to fix V'Avtach HaKamocha. That's what the Chachamim say, that's what Zohar says. If you fix it, Mashiach will come on Shavuot. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us to achieve Mashiach come on Shavuot.
Amen.